2 weeks ago, Senate Armed Services Committee staffers noticed that hundreds of pages appeared to be missing from a Pentagon report on the abuses at Abu Ghraib prison. The gap in the report prepared by Army General Antonio Taguba was initially labeled an oversight by a Pentagon spokesman, perhaps a computer glitch. But the Pentagon still has yet to furnish all the missing documents. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The Pentagon has not officially acknowledged that the version of the Taguba report it sent various committees of Congress last month was not complete. A Defense Department spokesman says some field manuals that were not included in the copy first sent to Congress have now been added. But a Senate aide who requested anonymity said today that the Taguba report is still missing what he called seminal documents. Those documents, he said, include briefings to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, briefings by General Jeffrey Miller, the military intelligence officer who recommended changes at Abu Ghraib, and a dozen documents that the military intelligence officer in charge of Abu Ghraib, Colonel Thomas Pappas, had included in a written statement to General Taguba in February. Arizona Republican John McCain is one of the senators on the Armed Services Committee who's been pushing for those missing documents.
I am absolutely frustrated that we have not gotten that entire report, nor were we ever told to start with that it wasn't complete when they'd been given to us. It was only our staff that figured out we didn't have the whole report. This is really not the customary way that Congress should be treated on an issue of this importance.
Committee members had expected the Pentagon to provide the missing documents no later than this week, but a Pentagon spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Joe Yazwa, said today that some of the documents that lawmakers requested are still being sought by the Defense Department.
We recognize the sensitivity of this, and we're doing this in good faith with Congress that, hey, we know you want it, and we're, you know, pursuing this with all due course, but we got to find the right document that you're looking for.
Republican John Warner, who chairs the Armed Services Committee, has led the effort to obtain the missing documents from the Taguba report. He insists that the Pentagon is cooperating, but he also let the Defense Department know his committee wants a copy of the Taguba report that's certified as both full and complete. Pentagon spokesman Yazwa.
We have received the request to provide a certified copy, which we are in the process of doing, contacting Taguba and having him review what we have provided to Congress to ensure that that is what his report looks like. And once we have that back from him, we'll provide it to Congress. And that should include all the documents in his report.
The Pentagon spokesman did not say how long that process of certifying the Taguba report might take, but Armed Services member McCain says the committee's patience is not infinite.
I'm sure we're not going to wait forever, but I don't quite understand why they wouldn't want to give it to us because, I mean, it's just a matter of time.
As the only committee in Congress holding public hearings on the Abu Ghraib scandal, the Armed Services panel expects to receive reports from other related Pentagon probes in the coming weeks, and members say they expect them to be both full and complete. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.